All set? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 11th of May, 2020, and this is a continuation of the town's emergency management process and meeting. May I have a motion to open?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now I'll say that again. I think you just
banned me. I didn't mean to mute you back. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Okay. So, how many are on, Andy, at this point?
56.
All right. Okay, we're going to start as usual with a backward look from the department heads. Chief Bowden? How was our weekend?
Good afternoon. Hey, it was great. The beach wasn't crowded terribly crowded because of the weather. It helped us out tremendously. Parking was good. I don't think there were any parking tickets this weekend, which again was probably due to the weather, but everything else looked good.
Okay. Tickets?
None this weekend. None.
Oh, that's very good. People are learning.
There was only one dog on the beach, and they were going off as my guy got up to them, and they said they had just been told that they couldn't have a dog on the beach, so they left.
They were departing. Okay.
Other than that, it was pretty smooth. So.
Okay. Well, that's encouraging. It means people are starting to pay attention. All right. Any other questions for the chief?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chief Bowden. Chief Kennedy.
Thank you, Council. After relaxing some of the beach rolls this past weekend, our guards had zero experiences other than a couple of dogs, which really isn't that abnormal for this time of the year, but the dog situation was drastically reduced over the weekend. So other than that, things went very well. I would like to add that lifeguard season started, I guess, with tryouts on Saturday. We have almost 100% return rate, and we have one new lifeguard this year. The rest are returns, so that's fantastic for us. With these weird training rules, but basically this week, today, citizens probably saw us putting out lifeguard towers, and then every day from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., our lifeguards will be training in groups of no greater than 10. To prepare for the lifeguard season starting Memorial Day weekend.
And the official start day?
Friday, May 22nd, I believe.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Any questions for Chief Kennedy?
I'm here.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief.
John?
No update, sir.
Okay, Nikki?
No, sir.
Jim? Public Works.
I'm just asking council to remind the residents that we still do not have the miscellaneous pickup as right now, and until we lift restrictions, we will not pick up until restrictions are lifted. But we still are doing yard debris, but household, no. So okay. Just asking council to remind residents to hold off on that for a little bit.
I'll work with Mandy, and we'll get something out tonight or tomorrow to all our citizens again. For those on the phone, the only pickup, unless it's in a trash can or a recycling can, will be yard debris, so trees and stuff like that, to protect our public works as we work through the process of getting the proper PPE to be picking up couches and TVs and whatever else people want to pull out of their houses and put by the side of the road. So if it's not yard debris, it will not be picked up for at least the next couple of weeks. We're going to talk about the timeline for that in this meeting. But as of right now, it's still not being picked up.
Thank you.
Anything else, Jim? Everything else okay?
Yes.
Thank you,
Jim. All right. Arlen, finance?
Nothing new from finance.
Nothing new? Very good. Administration, Mandy?
Nothing new, just the clarification on Fort Carmel when we get there.
Okay. Okay. Did I miss anyone? I don't believe so. Okay. Now it is time for us to look forward to deal with some of the questions that are on everybody's mind. I want to thank Mayor Pro Tem David Hagler for gathering a lot of information, which he's going to take us through. I did a little work on my own, which when it comes time for me to speak, I will talk about. And with that, Emergency Manager Hagler, you got the floor.
Yes, sir. So as we're moving through these next phases that the governor has us work through, we have to start answering a bunch of questions for our citizens and ourselves. And so I made a matrix that I want to walk council through for us to make decisions on, and then we can post on our website to let people know when things are happening. And I'll start with the easiest ones. So I'll skip the first one and start with the easiest ones. So restaurants, per the governor's order, until May 22nd, all restaurants remain takeout only. So it's either curbside pickup or delivery, according to the restaurant. On May 22nd, the governor announced that, assuming the metrics continue in the same path they are as of Friday, there would be restricted seatings. And he has not formally announced how much the restrictions are, although some of the restaurants may have some ideas. But there's not a formal announcement of what that is. I know the restaurants are paying attention to that. So the weekend of May 22nd, at least as it looks now, there will be some restricted seatings in our restaurants if they choose to open in that fashion, and if the governor announces, I assume that week is when he would announce. Our beach restrictions, as everyone knows, we lifted them as of 8 May, so on this timeline it just shows there are no beach restrictions. That does not mean you can do anything. That means that all the standard restrictions of the town are in effect. For the park restrictions, the same thing as the restaurants. When phase one completes on 22 May, the playground equipment becomes back open for use. So assuming we move into phase two on 22 May, then the playground equipment will be taken off this list. So those are the governor's restrictions. And now let's move forward to some of ours, the ones we control. So first, town hall. My recommendation working with staff is for the next 2 weeks, we continue working as we have been working, which is basically being available for calls. And we have some employees working remote and some employees working in town hall, but town hall is not open to the public. My recommendation is we would open it when phase one is complete. Public bathrooms is, I'll leave that one for just a second and go to parking. So on 8 May, we changed our parking restrictions. So K Avenue became town decals, Atlantic Avenue is closed, the beach accesses are all closed, E and I Avenue West parking is closed, and basically the public parking west of Fort Fisher Boulevard is roped off and closed. Talking with staff as we start moving forward with more people to make sure we don't have pressure in the neighborhoods, my recommendation for this weekend, and we can turn this into a state of emergency once council discusses this. So this is the first discussion point in my, as we move forward. The recommendation working with staff, K Avenue would become open parking with Atlantic Avenue back to open parking, not 30 minute, but just open parking. The one exception to that is K Avenue on the southeast side in front of the restaurants would stay barricaded 30 minutes for restaurant pickup because it's all takeout pickup. So we leave just that once, the one as you turn, as you drive through the stoplight going east, the south side of K Avenue on the east side would be still reserved for pickup and takeout of the restaurants. That also allows them to move their curbside for Freddy's and the diner when the diner opens onto the sidewalk because they don't really have proper spacing for that. That would be this weekend. And then on the 20th, so that would be K Avenue downtown. Then open all the beach accesses, but still maintain all of the west parking, which would be I Avenue, E Avenue, and south at Ocean Dunes, the public parking west of Fort Fisher Boulevard, still closed for this weekend. That keeps us in line with what Wrightsville Beach is doing. So Wrightsville Beach right now has about 22% of their parking open. Talking with their town manager, he believes their council is going to open a little bit more this weekend, but they will not be fully open for all their public parking. to remind council, everyone, Carolina Beach has all their public parking open at this time. And then on the 22nd of May, which would be the Friday before Memorial Day weekend, open the rest of our parking with the exception of the K Avenue in front of the restaurants for pickup only. So the restaurants will still be curbside takeout and pickup. So that's a parking recommendation that I'd like feedback for before we move on to the others.
There are a couple of choices that we would have here for parking. Another choice could be that parking stays similar to the way it is now, which would help regulate some of the flow onto the beach. So I think we have a good plan for opening, or we would have the option of potentially not making many changes to parking or something in the middle. So, gentlemen, I think you've all had a chance to look at the information. It is important for you to come forward with your thoughts. So we'd like to go first.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, John.
Right now, on K, west of Fort Pitcher, that's decal or 30 minutes.
Yes, sir. It's not 30 minutes decal, a town issued decal.
But this says
it would all become open.
No, it says anything west of Fort Pitcher is going to be closed.
Except for K Avenue. K Avenue, the very first line is all of K Avenue.
And that's resident sticker parking or just open parking, even from the pier then?
It's open for whoever gets there, in my thoughts. The resident parking decals have been a problem, and if you look this weekend, you would have noted that there were plenty of open spaces. There's
lots of spaces.
All that parking. Yeah. That's why I recommend just open it. That makes it easier for the police department, Lanier Parking, to just look for violations of our parking ordinances and focus on the west side, which is where I would be concerned if we had overflow where it's going to end up, which would potentially be in people's yards on private property.
The only place I would differ in this, I'm fine with K Avenue, Atlantic Avenue, I and E, and the median parking being shut down, but I'd just say open up all the beach accesses. Want to do 50%?
Yeah, I changed it. Sorry, the one that's up here now is 100%, because that was staff's feedback as well.
The one I had printed.
Jimmy and the police. Yeah. So for everyone on the call, I forwarded this out before I met with the department heads, and the department head feedback both from Public Works and the police department was just do 100%. So they're exactly with you, Joe.
Okay.
I should have got your feedback before I talked to them.
I think I sent it.
So what are we facing? Why are the feeling for 100% on the beach?
Because let's see if we have any pressure points. Let's see how people are going to behave.
It keeps us proportionally basically with Riceville, but it starts to open up and ease where we are. And it's a lot easier for Public Works and the police department than trying half of it to be somehow blocked off. We can do it. We can do anything. I'm open to whatever you guys recommend.
It wouldn't necessarily hurt my feelings if we didn't open them up at all. Not this weekend, but I'm just speaking my mind.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know some people want to open it up all open, but I'm not so sure that.
We got to at some point.
I'm open. This is a recommendation. Mm-hmm. I need three of you guys to agree what we're doing. If I'm not on the three side, but we got to get there, right?
I'm fine. I mean, right? I talked to the police chief earlier today, and I know that's what he's thinking. But I mean, I guess we have to open it up sooner or later. But
it's graduating. Every weekend, we're taking small steps forward. So.
That's what I kind of just. Saying exactly what I think is, we don't want to get to Memorial Day weekend and just open it all up when we haven't got any experience with what's happening, right? So every weekend is a trial to me to Memorial Day for our police department and public works and fire department to tell us we have a problem or not. If we don't do any trials and then Memorial Day weekend we open it and it's a huge mess, that we didn't take advantage of time. So that's why I proposed a partial opening. Riceville Beach has taken a similar approach, I think.
If this plan on the parking part, as long as, like you said, the K Avenue means all of K Avenue
It does.
Not just...
Well, make sure we write it properly. So once council frames what you guys want, Manny and I will turn that into the state
of emergency. The only restriction of K Avenue will be in front of the restaurants for pickup.
Exactly right.
I
can live with that. Does anybody want to buy a lot of buckets?
We did know...
What was that?
We'll keep them for now, in case we need them.
But we do know that we're going to have issues with downtown business area. This is another part of the matrix, but we need to think about how this relates to bathrooms.
That's why it's on there separately. And I want to talk about parking first, so council was aware of what...
And it relates to STRs as well, my opinion. But go ahead. So is the question is, who are you opening it for?
What, parking or parking. Bathrooms? Okay, we're still parked.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I was clear.
I guess we're going to see if we got 3 votes.
Well, I personally would like to look at the 3 items that I think work together before we actually take a vote on any one specific one. We can go back and take a vote on any specific one. Okay. But if we get a full picture in our mind as to what is everything we're attempting to do and then what supports that best, it very well could be exactly like David has it up here.
Okay.
I mean, he's done a lot of work.
I'm fine with presenting the other two, and then we can come back to all of them together. So,
yep.
So any questions on parking before we move on, right? Everyone's got it in your mind what the recommendation is and how you think you might want to change it. The next one is public bathrooms. Right now, they stay closed. That, if we talk with the department heads, if there was a issue over the weekend, that one is starting to become a little bit of an issue. So I don't know if other commissioners have had any feedback on that. I think I have, and the department heads have had more than they wanted about it. In this recommendation, I have them closed and actually opening on Monday the 18th, so the week of the 22nd. And the reason I did that is twofold. One, while we have CDC recommendations, the Public Health Service of New Hampshire County or the state of North Carolina has not said what is required for a government open bathroom yet. And I looked for it all day today. So while you can find the CDC recommendations, neither one of those, I'd like the time to at least reach out to them and ask them what's supposed to be happening. And also to ask Riceville Beach and Carolina Beach, which I don't think Carolina Beach is open theirs, so I'm not sure if there's any open public restrooms on the beaches as of yet. They may be, I'm just not sure, right?
I think they're all under construction.
Yeah, but I think the concern for me is when we open that bathroom, that tells the public we're gonna clean it to a certain standard, but we don't know what the standard is, because no one's addressed it, at least formally. And if someone on the line knows of it, please forward it to me, because I'm definitely looking for someone to find it, but I couldn't find it, and I spent a lot of time on the weekend looking for it.
I do know the guys that come and clean out the rental bodies are not wearing masks or gloves when they service those things, which is amazing to me, even without coronavirus 19. I would think if I was in that job, I would.
Well, the issue is the town of Cary Beach is not a private employer like whoever serves the porta potties. We are actually a government entity, and before we open a restroom, we're going to have to follow whatever the rules are, because people love to sue small towns more than they do anybody else. And so I'm not going to recommend anything that I don't know that I can point to someone and say we're following these rules and this is why. And Jimmy and I have looked for them. All we've got is generic CDC requirements, not anything for public restroom facilities for the public. And that, to me, is a little bit of a concern. This far in.
Now, that even, in my opinion, David, extends to if we rent them, we have an accountability for them, and they cannot be cleaned by the rental company, I don't believe, over the weekend. So you wind up with that odor as well.
Right. If you do, my understanding is if you do porta potties, they don't service them on the weekends. I don't know how to deal with that either. So I would much rather us understand how to clean ours and do ours if we're going to do bathrooms at all versus porta potties from multiple stands. I know Jimmy may not agree, but I think from the town's perspective, we have a lot better control, and I trust once we have requirements, Jimmy's team to follow them.
Now, truth of the matter is that we need to understand why we have those bathrooms down there. We have the bathrooms down there because that is our business area, and it is the area that does get a lot of traffic. They are not there necessarily for beach activity because we have beach access points. None of the other beach access points have bathrooms. So we have to keep in mind that this is in support of our businesses. And as we come to a conclusion on all of these things, we need to realize what they're for. My opinion. Somebody can refute that if they like.
Well, the convenience store already have an issue with public companies use of bathroom.
Yeah.
Mike has restricted, or the pier has restricted, the use for walkers, the public, because they were coming, walking on the pier and then using the porta-johns for people, mm-hmm. their customers. And it, they were filled up because they're not servicing on the weekends. So we have a major issue. We got issues with people going on the side of the building and up in the corners and under the picnic shelter where they're using, you know, they're going somewhere. So we've got some issues there.
Well, the public health may be able to give us something, or just say we don't have guys and we'll write guys. We can do it faster. If council thinks that it should be this weekend, Jimmy and I can reach out. I've already got an email out to public health this morning.
If we pull up in Atlantic and all of K, I think we ought to be prepared up in the bathroom.
I think that's why Craig said all this should be together. So
yeah, I agree.
Okay, so that's the second quasi-contentious one, or the one for council to take more thoughts and then be thoughtful. The last one is, Mandy, can you bring up the email that has the status of all the rentals? Or let me share, whichever one you want to do.
You could go ahead and share if you have that.
Okay, I'll share. I have to find it now. There you go. Let me make my computer do the magic stuff. Council. Cool, I got it.
Okay. I found something generic for the bathrooms for parks, but it's so it doesn't give true guidance.
I know that's what I found.
Any different than what we do on our
that's exactly the things I found. None of them are specific to this issue. Okay, so this is the update on what the rest of the beaches are doing as we move into talking about short-term rentals. So I sent this to all of council this probably about 11 o'clock this morning after I updated it all from the weekend activities, right? So as of 11 o'clock this morning, in case something's changed, here's the where people are, right? And I'm just going to start at the South Carolina line and move north. So that's how this is if you didn't recognize that. Ocean Isle Beach lifted their short-term rentals on April 30th. Holden Beach lifted theirs on May 8th. Oak Island had a meeting Friday. They're currently still in effect, but I believe they're lifted as of today. That one was, I didn't get the update for that. Oh, wait a minute, where's that? I thought there was updates to this. Okay, this is the wrong one, I apologize. I don't have the updates, which I don't know why, because I sent it to all of us today. That's fine. I apologize, so, to council. So, Oak Island lifted theirs actually with Brunswick County yesterday. So Brunswick County changed their position. So if you remember when I sent this out Thursday, Brunswick County, similar to us, similar to Caswell Beach, all said that from the governor's press conference that said that stay at home orders meant you shouldn't be traveling to go to the beach or the mountains. I paraphrase him, I don't know the exact words he used, but that's what he said in the press conference. If you actually look at the state of emergency, that's not the wording he has in the state of emergency. And Brunswick County yesterday basically said now that the state of emergency does allow short-term rentals. When they did that, Caswell Beach, which was to May 22nd, basically said we're now following Brunswick County's guidance. So they were open as of yesterday. Ballhead Island remains closed through May 29th at this point. That was as of 11 this morning. Carolina Beach lifted theirs on May 6th. Bristol Beach lifted theirs on May 8th with significant restrictions. And I encourage anyone listening to go to the townofbristolbeach.com website and look at those restrictions. Basically, they limit them to any state that has a stay-at-home order from coming to their rentals. So they had, I believe, 16 states listed. They did not have Virginia, which had a stay-at-home order. They did not have California, which did not have a stay-at-home order. And they did not have North Carolina, which has a stay-at-home order. But all the other states that they could find that had stay-at-home orders are listed out in their state of emergency, saying you're not allowed to rent to those beaches. And they are enforcing that by complaint. So if someone points out someone, then they reach out to the rental agency to enforce that policy.
Did you say that Oak Island updated?
Yes.
The 22nd?
They're now the 22nd?
It's, short term rentals are allowed as of 9 a.m. on Friday, May 22nd.
Yeah, I think you might have looked. They said they're more in Brunswick County when I looked at it.
That's on their website.
Okay. So Oak Island is?
Unless they haven't updated their website.
Okay. Yeah. I think they're going to be like Caswell. They just haven't met again.
Okay.
Because Brunswick County didn't do it until Sunday, May 10th. And so I believe, I don't know this for a fact, but I believe Oak Island will end up going with Brunswick County eventually. That's what Caswell Beach did over the weekend. Topsail Island lifted theirs on May 9th. But in their letter, they said that the governor's stay-at-home order did impose travel restrictions essential to business. The governor repeated several times a trip to the beach or mountains is not essential travel at this time. These excluded items or essential needs were listed in the executive order. So that's on their mayor's letter from last week. But they did open, so. Surf City lifted theirs on May 8th. Emerald Isle lifted theirs on May 8th. Atlantic Beach lifted theirs on May 8th. And the Outer Banks, as of this morning, still have theirs in effect until May 16th, which is this Saturday. So that is the current status of short-term rentals. Then hotels, on all the beaches, the short-term rentals and hotels are basically the same, at least is from what I could tell. Wilmington, however, did something a little different. So Wilmington lifted the short-term rentals for a private property on May 8th, but they still have hotels and motels closed, and they haven't said when that's open unless you heard from Mayor Saffron.
No, they have certain percentages set at certain dates.
They haven't said when that is yet, right? It's not on the website.
I haven't seen the detail on that yet, no.
So Wilmington is doing a phased opening of motels and hotels. They don't have it on their website, so I'm not sure if council is still discussing that issue or not. So if we can go back to the short-term rental, that's the status of where everyone is as of 11 o'clock this morning. So basically, we are the only public beach south of the Outer Banks that is still closed to short-term rentals at this point. Ballhead Island is not exactly a public beach, and so at least as of today, they're staying through the 29th. Oak Island, at least right now, shows to the 22nd, but I believe being in Brunswick County, they will go with the county as soon as they can meet, so I don't know when their next meeting is scheduled. And then the Outer Banks are all 5/16, and they have a countdown on Visit the Outer Banks website, and they have a guidance that they're the 16th for all the beaches in the Outer Banks. So that's the update from what's happening in the environment, so the council's aware. Now from the public health side, or the other side of this equation, right, why are we doing this, right, is to protect public health. The public health metrics, the mayor reached out to New Hampshire County Public Health. 11 of 12 are green. The 12th one is only not been reported today, but they expect it to be green. And it was to do with people staying at home, but the hospital monitor, people staying at home with COVID symptoms. So that's why it hadn't been updated today when we got the update on that. The governor's metrics are all trending in the right direction. So the information we got from the governor's office is they still expect phase two on the 22nd. And when we asked for guidance on what he intended with short-term rentals, since he went on TV and said it doesn't include trips to the beach or the mountains, the guidance that we got back was it's in the frequently asked questions. We looked at the frequently asked questions. Short-term rentals and hotels are allowed by the governor. That's what the frequently asked questions get. So that's where we are today.
There was some more information that didn't necessarily get out to all of you right now. But you mentioned the lieutenant governor's position. You mentioned the hospital. If you looked at the coronavirus cases by state, and you would look at our neighbors, Virginia, South Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Georgia, believe it or not, all of them are trending down in the number of cases more significantly than North Carolina. The only neighbor that is trending typically at the same level of North Carolina, or at least cresting, is Tennessee. All the other areas have seemed to have been able to knock their cases down. Looking further at our primary clients, let's put it that way, New York State, New York City, of course, is an interesting hotspot, but if you look at the data as of 5-6, they have cut 60% of their cases. Pennsylvania is on decline. Ohio is on decline. Let's see, what else did I have here? That's pretty much where a lot of our clients, a lot of our owners come from. So the feeder states are down and the neighboring states are down. The lieutenant governor has said they meant what they said, but the governor has said that's not leisure travel, so they really kind of left it up with us. Leaving it up with us when we are the only beach standing alone generally draws a significant amount of attention. That's about all the information. We said we'd be scientific on this. We've looked at the data. We haven't listened to the talking heads. We've looked for help from the government. We've looked for help from the hospital. We've looked to see what the beaches north and south of us are doing. We've looked at the cases per day at our neighbors, and we looked at the cases per day in our feeder states. So we are not stepping blindly. Are there any questions or input from council on any of this data, any thoughts about short-term rentals, motels?
We're talking about everything, every rental, not just. We're talking about hotels, motels.
Hotels at full capacity.
I don't know exactly. So I'm not making a recommendation right now. I'm bringing that. So the issue on this one, if you note in the timeline that I showed you, there's no recommendations. It's in yellow because council has to address it, right? So I think the concern that I have is the emergency manager, and Andy, you might speak in just a second, so kind of pay attention, is the fact that just like Craig said, if we're the only beach in North Carolina that has restrictions past all the other beaches, there is the potential for liability from that. There are over 400 properties that are losing significant revenues. If the governor is not on board with us, which it seems like he's not, that's the interpretation that we're given from the office when we requested clarification, and we're the only beach out there, then that's 400 people that could sue us for lost revenues. Now, how likely we're to win or not, I don't know, but as the person that's been in lawsuits with the town, it's definitely my job to make sure council's walking in with open eyes, right? So that's just where I'm in. And town attorney, if you want to talk more about that, I'll let you. So the issue is...
I think
go ahead.
I think you're right there. If everybody else is up to the grant, it's going to be kind of hard for us to really substantiate why we are closed. If the pandemic were to increase or more cases were to come up, then we would have justification. At this point, we're kind of in limbo.
And thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andy.
And so, kind of like I've talked about before, you know, we have taken all of our actions with a specific strategy to protect access to public health. The public health officials have created metrics that say why we're doing stuff. And as of this morning, they continue to say they're all green. They could have easily came out when Carolina Beach went, before the governor even announced his phasing plan on Wednesday, and, you know, said no, 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 and then we would be in a much different position,
right?
But that's not what the public health officials of New Hanover County did. And so from my perspective as a steward of the public money, my recommendation to council is that we review our decision of last Friday in the light of the fact that every other beach except for Ballhead Island and potentially Oak Island, because they haven't met yet, are open or will be open by this Saturday. And so my recommendation to council as the emergency manager is that we don't be the only beach closed and target ourselves for litigation from either the consumer industry group that covers short-term rental people, whoever they are.
Hospitality.
Yeah, the hospitality industry, because it's not a good use of the town's money. Now, on your question, Joe, about the hotels, I don't know a good answer to that, because I was hoping Wilmington would have shared what they were going to do. The other beaches have opened them when they open their short-term rentals, as far as I can find.
Well, I would have us think about this for our motels. There are motels where you open into a hallway and everybody is in the hallway. Every one of our motels opens to their balcony or the outside. They all have outside exit. So it is not quite the same as the Marriott or the any of the places that you would find in Wilmington.
Yeah, but Carolina Beach has got them like that.
Yeah, they have both. Yeah, they have both.
Yeah. So I just think council needs to discuss where they are on the position, and then we either maintain it where we are, going with our eyes wide open, or we change it because of more information, right? So when we made the decision, multiple beaches were still closed, and multiple counties and beaches had the same interpretation that this council did of the governor's intentions because of his press conference and clarification has came since then. So the world's changed. Council has to deal with that. That's where we are.
So, gentlemen, you all have some facts. Anybody have any points they want to make, considerations they want us to consider?
I support opening short-term rentals on the 15th.
Okay. So, where are you, Alan?
So one of the things Mandy asked that we clarify because of questions we've got is whenever we do it, we put a time that people can come in. So whichever date, however we answer this, when we clarify in our state of emergency, Mandy's request, and we put a time, not just a date, so that it's clear.
Most of them are 3 p.m., right?
Yeah. So I'm just saying adding that to.
Yeah.
I'm with John. I mean, I think with Saturday being the normal day, Saturday's the 16th?
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't have a calendar, so, I mean, I'm kind of with John. The 16th makes sense. That's what the Outer Banks have done. That gives the restaurants that have not opened the time to order and get food in for the onslaught. There's also, in the packet, if council changes, whether they change the day or not, I also put a Word document that I think we want to share with our rental people to tell their people that things have changed. But first, let's get through the work of where we're talking about short-term rentals. So, John said that I'm going to shut up for a while.
So, well, John, you made a comment. Who else?
If our county, we base every decision that we've made, we tried to base every decision we've made off what the county has provided us in their electrics. So if everything is going good, they're in agreement on everything, but really, even though I tend to think it might be a little bit early, but nobody else does apparently, so I must be in the minority when it comes to up and down the coast. We do have a certain amount of obligation to our businesses here in town to get them open back up. I hope they will take it serious when it comes to the cleaning and social distancing and all other things that, and I hope the people will, you know, heed our advice about food and that type of thing. But I'll support it on the 15th.
Joseph?
16th.
Friday the 15th.
Yes.
Is what I read.
Well, whatever day we decide.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I said Saturday because that's a normal day, but I'm okay either way, right? So, okay.
Well, if we're doing that, I mean, we got parking on the 15th on that Friday. We might as well kind of do it in line with.
That's what your thoughts are.
Then people check in.
Yeah, we need. That's why we need to get to parking. But so, Alan, you had a position for Saturday. We had two Saturdays and a Friday.
I think Alan was either one, right?
Well, I'm open to this weekend.
Right.
Friday or Saturday doesn't matter.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sure it matters to the short-term rentals.
Right. If we say 2 o'clock Friday versus 5 o'clock Friday,
right.
I don't know if that makes any difference to them or not.
To me, it doesn't.
Right. Yeah.
It does make a difference to the motels, though, and it makes a difference to the guests.
Yeah.
So the motel will rent it for the day, and you come back at 2 or 3 o'clock.
That's right.
The short-term rentals, if for a week, they won't check in.
Maybe. I mean, someone might try to get away. I'm sure they'll be marketing as soon as, as soon as this meeting's over and the email goes out. First, the 50 people on, 35 of them or so will start marketing right away, and then the rest of them will be getting emails as soon as Beth can send them out, which she does it pretty fast normally.
Joseph, you have a point. Any points you want to make, or
I think the 15th is too soon, but
when
the 15th or this weekend is too soon. I would support just to help the restaurants and the short-term rentals, and again, just the same approach we've taken with everything else, a graduated ramp up, opening up next, let the short-term rentals open up next Tuesday. That gives 4 days before the weekend. I guess that dog does not agree with my opinion. But.
Not this Friday, but the next Tuesday, Joe?
Yeah.
I would just say I don't want to be the last ones.
Caswell's 22, or one of the other two of them.
Well, they're going to change.
Brunswick County has removed their.
Yeah, Brunswick
position.
County removed their. Oak Island's the only one that's left. That's where.
If we're not losing up on this weekend, we might as well wait to the following, the next weekend.
Well, I'm just saying it builds up slowly.
Every day is important to the business community, so they'd be glad whenever.
Saturday I can go.
I would just say that, and I understand, Joe, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, Curie Beach doesn't need to be last. Just like Dare County found when they kept property owners out, there's people out there trolling for business, and there's going to be plenty of lawsuits. And
America 2020.
I don't want to do another one with Curie Beach right now, personally. It's not a good use of the time.
I'll support if y'all bring the 15th, but I will bite my tongue on the vote.
That's fair. Well, no, you should vote your conscience.
Look,
you should vote what you believe is right.
We need to be united.
No.
It needs to be solid.
On this specific issue, voting, just like with Atlantic Avenue, you should vote your conscience because you turned out right. And people
can we say that again? I don't think everybody heard that.
You turned out right, and people should know that where you are, right? I mean, that's very important for council, right? That's your job. That's all our job. So do we want to go in reverse order if you want to take back over and put up the timeline, Mandy? And I'll start the first motion and see if I get it right. John,
I guess.
Well, I'm sorry.
If we agree tentatively speaking, for the 15th, 16th, whatever that day may be. Now, here's where we come to the point on parking. And the reason I wanted to hold that is short-term rentals have their own parking. Motels have their own parking. And short-term rental folks better tell their people if they are parking incorrectly, they will get ticketed, and they'll be ticketed by Lanier. Now, what's left is parking for, and it always seems derogatory, but I don't mean it in a derogatory way, parking for people who make a daily trip to the beach. So that comes down to how much of that parking do you want to have available for the people who have daily trips to the beach? My opinion, that includes people who live up on 6th and 7th because they may not walk down. And it includes people from across the bridge, Wilmington, and anybody else, I guess, who wants to drive down here. So the only point that I'm making on parking is we do need to put that in a controlled manner. I agree with that, David, that probably some elements of it need to be moved. But I don't think we need to move too graciously into parking, because what we're about to do, what we're about to open, the businesses and the town and the guests that will be coming will have parking. So therefore, that's a thought on parking, as we now maybe go back to that discussion to think about the areas. We're not opening everything. We're opening, what was that, two?
Oh, let the music stop. Yeah.
Was that two access points that we actually put in by grant?
We were opening the beach accesses, so it would be all of them, right at the end of all the alphabet streets. And initially I had proposed 50%, that's what Joe remembered. The department has recommendation, the public works and the police was 100%, but with your conversation about that, you know, we could limit the beach access parking, right? So we're keeping west of Fort Fisher Boulevard all the public parking closed. We were opening up K Avenue, so this decal town sticker thing goes away and it's just first come, first turn like it's always been in the town. Atlantic Avenue, we were opening it back up. K Avenue, we just kept that the south side, at least in the current recommendation, open for restaurants, pickup, to help the restaurants out. And for them to, Freddy's and the diner, when the diner opens, to be out on the sidewalk a bit, because they're going to have tables out there to dole stuff out because the governor doesn't let people go in yet. Right, which is sort of weird, but it's his deal, right? So, you know, we could let Jimmy's got the cones and the stuff. We could limit the beach access to less than 100%. We were just making it easier and clearer, but we could block off half of it or three quarters of it for this weekend, and then potentially open it up next week after the weekend and ease more into it. Right. I would like the beach accesses to be open sometime next week, so Memorial Day weekend, we don't have a big mess of the parade of cars driving around trying to find somewhere to park.
Well, that is
that's the
point.
Issue, right?
The parade, the card parade, is difficult for all of us.
Yeah. Well, especially if you're trying to leave your house, you know, on Fort Fisher Boulevard or south.
Okay. Now,
but so again, council, so considering all these moving parts in conjunction, right, it sounds like we have three votes for moving where we are on short-term rentals. How does that change your feeling about parking, like the mayor just brought up, where's people on parking?
It doesn't change mine at all. I support the grab or parking and opening short-term rentals this weekend.
A day tripper is going to get out of their car, go to the beach, get back in their car, and drive home. It's going to be the short-term rentals that linger that could potentially cause an issue.
You mean in their home, in the homes they're renting?
I mean, going to get gas, going to Food Lion, anywhere.
My only point here is, and gentlemen, I could be wrong. I've been wrong a few times, but.
But if we're going to open the beach access, just open it up. Let's rip the Band-Aid off. Let's go.
Well, the intent was that since we're going to put a whole lot of more people on the beaches, whole lot of more. Is that English? Is that English?
They're going to be there anyway because of short-term rentals. So
well,
I'm not going to designate between a short-term
so the
and
point,
a tripper, man.
So the point I'm making, I'm okay with that, but the point I'm making, and then I'll open it up, the point I'm making is that at least that is some level of control to the amount of people I can get to the beach. That's all.
And I tend to agree with what the mayor's saying. I'll go along with the short-term rentals. We got to get those open back up. Get some people on the beach. But guys, we haven't been parking up. Our day trippers are going to be all over us. Of course, it's going to be all over us whatever day we open. We're not going to, and with Fort Fisher not being open, is even going to put that much more pressure on us. But we hadn't heard anything what they're going to do, have we?
I don't know if the Chief Kennedy's still on. I have not heard of it yet. So Fort Fisher, the state park is open. There's a bit of parking open for the trails. And you can get to the beach by walking down the trails and then cutting across. But their actual beach access was still closed as of yesterday. And I haven't heard today unless you've heard, Chief. Which was, I don't know how they're making that decision, but right now, you know, I couldn't get up with the state ranger yesterday. I looked for him for a while when I was riding around. But for a fact, Fort Fisher South is open. So if you have a four-wheel drive, you can get there. There's about a third of the parking area that is open. But the walk over to the beach right there is closed. So what you have to do is either walk down the roadway and then cut to the beach, or walk down the Hermit Trail, and then when you get right there, right past where you can cross over to the beach, so you can't go right to that beach. And they still have Battle Acre roped off as of yesterday afternoon. I didn't get down there today.
It was this afternoon.
It's still as of today for the police chief. I didn't get down there because I was doing...
Battle Acre still closed, roped off?
According to their website, they've opened their restroom, but they haven't opened their access. So their restroom is open there.
Yeah. I wonder what they're doing to clean up. We'll check.
It might be a good place.
Well, we'll check within this week because we still got to get the bathroom.
Still need to put a bunch of Clorox in it.
So, Joseph, my apologies now. Please finish your thought. I wanted to get mine out.
I'm fine. I'm good. Let's just break it up into sections when we've opened them.
Yeah, that's fine. No, that's certainly fair. I will. I was going to do them as three different motions, four, because all the ones that you guys didn't have any questions about are together. I'll do that one last.
So we got a message on, sorry to interrupt, Saturday, that from the police chief at Fort Fisher that Battle Park was open that morning.
It was not. It was not open Sunday afternoon.
Called Meredith.
Okay, well, I went down there
and it was still
Sunday afternoon and it was still ripped off.
I guess somebody forgot to unlock the gate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was not as of yesterday afternoon, and the chief said as of today.
Okay.
So it's going to open pretty soon, I think. Alan, I just don't know exactly when
everybody
will find out.
I think it takes pressure on.
They're trying to figure it out. But when all the rest of the beaches are open, they're going to be. And ours are open, so they should have already opened it. I don't know what they're waiting on. They just haven't figured it out yet. So can we start with short-term rentals and then move to parking? So I can't leave?
Okay. Sure can.
Okay. So I make a motion that is it modify our state of emergency, maybe?
Amend.
Thank you. See, I knew I'd get the right word. Amend our state of emergency regarding short-term rentals in hotel and motels to open up Friday, May 15th. At 12 p.m., which
I'll
is
say.
Noon.
I'll say.
Right, 12 p.m. is noon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
You're a military
guy.
Yeah. I'll say.
Okay, any questions on that, gentlemen? I think we talked that through pretty much. Looked at the data, looked at the details. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay, 4-1.
So then the
motion
second
passes. Next one.
Go ahead and stop. He said no. He was not opposed.
No, he said no. He's opposed. Good job, sir.
He's opposed.
The second one on parking, we just need to decide what we're doing for this weekend versus next week, at least in the recommendation. And council hasn't reached a consensus, it doesn't feel like it, but we need to know what we're changing with parking, right? We can break it apart into multiple pieces, or really is the issue just the beach accesses? Is that what Craig, you and Alan are focused on? Or
That's where I am. I think we need to open some of them. I don't think we need to open all of them.
Every other one? And keep I&E closed?
Well, so I&E...
You want to spread it.
Yeah. I would rather partially open all of them than do that, because that spreads people out going to the beach. And that's really the goal of this, right? We're supposed to be helping social distancing. So,
as opposed to 18 people in a short-term rental.
Yeah. That's a different issue, which we'll talk about after we get done with all these, what we're going to do then, how we do it, and some of the other stuff to send out.
How many parking spots will that, if you close half of the spots in each of the beach access?
On average, I would say there's between 20 and 24 at each beach access, so that'd be 10 to 12. And I'm looking to people that are smarter than me that are counting right now, but I think that's a decent average. So there's probably about 20 to 24 at the actual beach access, not across the street at I&E. So half of them is about 12, maybe 10 at some of the smaller ones.
Five or six.
Yeah, exactly right. And so, you know, if we do that on Friday and then next week, we can open the rest of them on like Monday or Tuesday, and then Memorial Day weekend, they would all be open. I'm just worried about public property.
So one of the questions I was going to ask when I saw 50% was, were you talking about 50% of each lot?
Yes.
Or
that's what
50% of the, you know, every other one?
50% of each lot is the way I was considering it, Al. Otherwise, how do you pick the winners and losers? Because, well, why didn't you pick the other beach access versus mine?
Well, I understand.
Because that's exactly what will happen. And so, and then on the beach, you're concentrating people on the beach because of the way you did beach accesses. So I think it was half of each of them in my mind anyway.
So you would recommend 50% of the access points?
I'm open to whatever council wants.
I think that's a reasonable point of control, I think.
I would go on 50% plus all handicapped spots.
Okay. Yeah, well, definitely with handicapped spaces, those would be in the 50%.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if we could, but maybe we block one side off, we couldn't block, you know, we have to determine.
100%. Jimmy will do each one differently, probably, according to what makes sense based on the layout.
I'm feeling on 60 spots in that neighborhood for 2 or 3 days. I wouldn't do it that way. I would open them all. I mean, if we're talking about doing 60 slots for this weekend and then Monday or Tuesday meeting again and open them all up, plus those 60 slots for 3 days.
In my opinion, it's 8 more days of control and hopefully reduced cases. There's still a pandemic out there somewhere. Nobody believes it, but there is. So in my opinion, I think the reduction is, it's a little bit of reduction, a nod to the people in town who are worried and scared. We're about to do stuff for the benefit of the town, not the 18 people in the STRs. We're about to do something to make sure the town is not a target. So I just want to make sure we're on the right page as we make our decision. No decision is wrong.
Well, on this one, there's definitely less exposure. One, because the parking areas are owned by the town. Two, because there are multiple beaches still restricting parking. So it's not like we're the only people. And that's why I'm saying, I'm open to council's will on this one. I don't have a strong feel for it. Anyway, I brought a straw man so council could talk about it, but for this one, I'm more neutral, and that's why I'm looking for you guys to have come to some terms wherever we want to end up at the final meeting.
Look, the mayor generally does not make motions, so whatever your feeling is, let's get it out. If you want to make a motion to your feeling, let's get that out, and then we'll vote on it.
I'll make a motion that for the 15th of May, we do what is printed up there, except where it says 100%, change that to 50%.
I'll second that.
What's the motion again? I'm sorry.
The motion is 50% of the beach accesses, K and Atlantic Avenue.
But like the beach access right there by the Methodist Church, you can do one, there's only parking on one side of it, really. Other than you make it maybe put two cars parallel or...
Yeah.
It's never good in math. Was that perpendicular?
Yeah. Everyone's different. I understand that.
I'm sorry.
So the motion was... K Avenue and Atlantic Avenue are back to open parking like they've been for the history of the town, with the exception of K Avenue to the south in the business district is reserved for 30-minute parking to support the restaurant business.
Hey guys, I need a pause for a second because we just got kicked off the network and I'm scared we've lost the listeners.
Okay.
So let me pause. And
can anybody hear us?
Can anyone hear us? Okay.
I'm sure it dropped it.
Okay.
Well, we'll wait for a second.
No, that's fine. No.
It's gonna make
we'll tell them we recognize we're off, and we'll start back over. So that's good.
Here.
Oh, yeah.
I can still hear you.
Someone can
still
hear
you.
Thank you.
All right.
We can hear you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
we
you.
We were concerned. We didn't want to do anything wrong. So
well,
thank you, baby.
We lose them because I'm spinning. I can't do anything.
Okay.
So bear with us for a second.
Okay. We're just gonna pause while we make sure that the network is good, so we don't lose anyone.
If you're listening, please quit streaming Netflix in the background. Open up some bandwidth.
I don't
have any internet. While we're pausing, the I don't know, three or four of the marked out slots.
We're live.
We're back. Okay.
Well, we're not, but if they can hear us, we are.
Three or four slots on L that are from south of, east of Fort Fisher.
Yeah, those would be beach access. Well,
that's a beach
the
access.
The police chief, there's going to be some small, which we're going to have to recover this, but there's going to be some, and I'll make sure I recover it just in case someone didn't get kicked off, but there's going to be some small ones to the east of Fort Fisher that the police chief and the public works director will have to use their discretion. There's four or five that they'll, I think in our SOA we can give him permission to take care of the onesie twosies, and that'll be the right thing to do.
I think we're back.
Okay.
All set.
For anyone that got kicked off and just get back on, we're going to restart to where we were. So we were at, the question from Commissioner Oliver was what exactly was the motion and second, so I'm restating it for everyone. So on the 15th of May for parking, K Avenue, Atlantic Avenue would be open and open parking like it has been before this stuff started, with the exception of K Avenue east of Fort Fisher Boulevard to the south in front of the restaurants that would be limited to 30-minute pickup and takeout for the restaurants. The beach accesses would be open at 50% capacity with the police chief to have discretion for onesie-twosie parking lots to the east of Fort Fisher Boulevard to work with the public work directors to block off properly. All public parking west of Fort Fisher Boulevard that is currently blocked off would remain blocked off. That would be I Avenue, E Avenue, and the public parking south across from Ocean Dunes, and any other parking that's currently blocked off.
Are the lots associated with the pier going to still be pier parking only? if
the private parking,
if the people that can park, that fish on the pier can park in the town, I mean, is it going to be?
So the private parking lots of the pier would be at the discretion.
We don't want to be bogus.
Of the parking.
Okay.
Right, and then, and.
I think Michael will work with this.
And then additionally, the paid parking that is now open would remain open. So there's still additional parking, Sam's Lot beside the convenience store is open as of last Friday. So there would be parking. What this would do would restrict some day tripper parking, but open more public parking, in line with what other beaches are starting to do as we return back to some sense of normalcy from all this. That's the motion and second, Alan. Did that cover your question?
I have one other question before we vote.
Okay.
Restrooms won't be, we're going to tie
that. That's the next thing. That's after we get parking and the short-term rentals, restrooms are the next thing to talk about because we haven't got to that one yet. I said there are two more motions. One's restroom, and then the majority of the timeline is the last one.
Would the parking be open at 12 p.m. as well? I
know
I've missed that.
Yeah, the effective time will be 12 p.m. as well, would be the motion. That gives Jimmy time to fix all the stuff that we've got out there that morning of Friday and not pay overtime for Public Works to fix it any other time.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other questions? Alan, you okay with your question?
Yeah, I'm ready to vote.
Joseph, any other question?
No.
John?
No.
That was your motion, so I guess not, right? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay.
Okay, last one. Well, there's two more, but the last one that has plenty of discussion is public bathrooms. The current proposal is to open them on Monday the 18th, which is potentially not in line with all the parking changes we just did, because everything else that we've done so far has been effective at noon on 15 May. Jimmy and I can push to get more information if council desires. We should be able to get the answer on what we have to do this week, right, in the next few days. And then I don't think, Jimmy, do you need really to buy any PPE? We think we're good on the protective equipment and the disinfectant, so we can open it earlier if that's council's intention. I just recommended it on May because I don't have a current SOP on what's required for the town.
My personal opinion is that we're going to open parking on K and all along Atlantic. We better be prepared to support our business people up in the restrooms. And okay, if it means cleaning the restroom more often, we just going to keep up with what our expenses are, and they've got to be checked more often, because you know good and well that that's going to be the focal point, and we got to support everybody, all the business guys, from the convenience store all the way down. Everybody wants to go to the bathroom.
I'm fine if you want to make a motion. I'm okay with that. We can have an answer. We're working on it. We just don't have it right now. I mean, if we run into problems, I will tell council we have a problem. But if council has a different time, they want to line it up. Jimmy, we're fine with that?
Yeah.
Is there any discussion before you go to motion? Is there any discussion what's to not open the bathrooms?
Friday, we've opened everything else up Friday.
Okay.
And that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Okay, no discussion.
We will let council know if we have a problem with that, with really of notice.
We are in consideration for more cameras down there to try to catch some of the foolish behavior, correct?
More lighting.
More lighting.
Yes.
Yes, I was going to bring that up at the next council meeting.
Yes, mm-hmm. We are.
Okay.
I make a motion that we open the restrooms as of noon on Friday, May 15th.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Everybody's getting one tonight.
Last one, everyone gets one, right? The last one, if we just look The restaurants, there's no action because we don't have anything on that one. The beach restrictions, we've already lifted off, so there's no action on that one. The park restriction is by the governor, so there's really no action on that one. This is just for the citizens' knowledge. The community center and oceanfront park is the last one on here. The recommendation from staff, in line with the governor's phase one, phase two approach, is that we do not take rentals until phase two. And then that gives Nikki time to look at what are the requirements for both indoor and outdoor of those. The one question about that was, for May 16th, the beach church is requesting the oceanfront park.
24th.
Oh, then never mind. So it's the 24th, so it's after we would do this anyway. So that gives not doing it until the 22nd, lets people know when, and gives Nikki time to come to council on the 18th to talk about, here's the new requirements for community center and oceanfront park rentals. So that's the recommendation. We don't need to take any action. They're still closed, but I want council to just fully support that position or tell me you need a different position. So I'm looking for consensus or guidance, not for a vote.
I would agree with the major you have. Me also.
And then I would just say that we would post this matrix so the citizens can find it on our website, and then when we send out the SOE related to it, Mandy and I will work on that tonight and have it ready for the mayor to sign tomorrow morning, and then we'll get that posted out to council. But we should put on our website tonight that short-term rentals are approved as of for this meeting, Mandy, so people are aware.
So, in addressing the ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Curie Beach, this council has continuously studied the details and tried to ensure that our decisions have been made on fact. This may not be optimum. Some of us up here, under different circumstances, would probably vote differently. But this is where we find ourselves as a town. We stood, your council stood with you up to a point where I believe we can get to. It now becomes a work on us. You've done a good job. When I say us, I mean all of us. You have done a good job to this point, following the rules. I encourage you to continue that. We cannot help what people who come do. We hope they are smart, sensitive, bring some of their own materials. But in the end, if you are uncomfortable with a certain situation, I would tell you to avoid it. The summer will be upon us, as well as the season. Hopefully everybody can find something in this solution that can help us all get ahead accordingly. That's my points to the citizens. I don't know if any of you want to address the citizens. Alan, or David, or John, Joseph?
No, well, I work with Mandy to send the communications out, and I'll run it past council before we do that. I think that, like you said, our personal safety is always in our hands before anybody else's hands. And I think that at least all the metrics are in the right way so that we as the state and as the county and as the municipality have done exactly what the strategy was. So the public health system is not been overwhelmed. In fact, they're talking about restarting elective procedures, which is good because that's where they should be. And we just need to make sure that we will be continuing to monitor the metrics that the public health community has. And the council, just like we did at the beginning of this, and as we continue to go, will react as recommended by public health based on their needs to make sure all of us can have access to the proper public health. That is the goal. And I think as we move forward to this, if we see a big rebound, public health is on the front of that, and they will tell the county commissioners and all the leaders of the municipalities that they have a problem. And then I would expect the other municipalities and the county to react just as we did when we were concerned at the beginning. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But we just gotta watch. That's what everyone has to do. Thank council for the help. I appreciate it.
Oh, did a nice job, David, on gathering data. Anybody else?
I have a public comment for him.
Good.
Okay.
I have one public comment so far through email. I don't mean to butcher your name if I am. Mike Dubois at 925 General Wayne Boulevard has stated that the last I saw on the news, Rightful Beach remains exercise only. I don't think comparing our parking with full beach access is a fair comparison.
Okay.
Thank you. That's it.
Fair enough.
Was that the only one that was sent in?
Mm-hmm.
It is 6:17, and the staff has been here since this morning. I'll be happy to take two questions. And after that, please feel free to send them in to the town or to either one of us individually. Anybody have a question on the line? How many people on the line, Mandy?
We are at 55.
55, okay. Well, okay. Andy, I would like you to hold on the line after we finish this call. I have a question for you.
Motion to adjourn. Nope, we can call another meeting?
Well, that's the question. So we have a scheduled council meeting on the 18th. We could actually close this one and just open at the council meeting. Mandy's shaking her head. So I don't know the governor's got anything to announce, but he always has the opportunity to.
We should always keep this open until everything's over with.
So the attorney's recommendations, we keep this open, so
yeah.
Thursday?
Just in case something happens.
Do we want to do Thursday? That's right.
Do we get paid every time?
No, we don't get any overtime.
I mean, do it
you
till next week sometime. It's fine. We can always get it on the schedule for 6 hours quickly.
Let's just leave it open.
If something does
okay,
happen,
so
make a motion that reconvene Thursday, 5 o'clock.
I'll second.
Thursday of this
yeah.
week?
Yeah.
Not next week. That's up to you guys.
Thursday at 5 o'clock. Okay. Motion second there, Mr. Mayor. Two.
Okay, I was waiting for the discussion to stop. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Thursday, 5 o'clock it is, Mandy.
And we'll communicate to the department as if you can just call in, because if we don't think there's anything going on with that, we'll make sure the department has done that.
Okay.